President Biden is focused on two wars overseas. He plans to ask Congress this week for money to help both Israel and Ukraine defend themselves. The president said U.S. assistance in both cases is needed. He spoke in an interview that aired on 60 Minutes last night.
We're the United States of America, for God's sake. The most powerful nation in the history, not in the world, in the history of the world. The history of the world. We can take care of both of these and still maintain our overall international defense.
Although not if the aid package fails to pass the House of Representatives, which is in chaos. NPR senior White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports.
President Biden prides himself on his decades of foreign policy experience and boasts about the coalition he built to support Ukraine. Now, with the situation in Israel, Biden faces another serious crisis.
2023 is turning into the year from hell.
That's Leon Panetta, who served in the Obama and Clinton administrations, including as CIA director and defense secretary. And he says what's happening in Washington is adding to the instability.
The combination of challenges to our democracy, having a dysfunctional Congress, and then add to that the fact that we're now part of two wars going on in Ukraine and Israel.
The White House has been urgently asking Congress for more aid for Ukraine for months. The funds are running low. But there's no House Speaker, so Congress can't pass anything. And a vocal faction of House Republicans oppose more aid to Ukraine. Now the White House is adding military aid for Israel to the request. And National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they know time is not on their side.
The runway's not forever here in terms of not only operations on the ground in Israel and Ukraine, but our ability to continue to provide security assistance to both partners.
Public support for Ukraine has slipped since the early days of the war. Heather Conley, president of the German Marshall Fund of the United States, says Biden has fallen short in making the case to the American people for continued U.S. assistance.
This is time to make sure the American people understand the gravity of the situation and to make sure that everyone understands the stakes that are in place.
Conley says the crisis in Israel is giving Biden another chance to show why U.S. leadership is needed.
If Ukraine is not successful in restoring its territorial integrity, if Israel struggles to defend itself, this opens the floodgates, if you will, for other countries to take advantage of the weakness to also claim territory, to express grievance, and that price tag gets higher.
Being a leader on the world stage is a big part of President Biden's identity, raising the stakes for him in this moment. And politically, a foreign policy loss can hurt a president. Peter Feaver is at Duke University, and he served in both the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations. He says Biden has a lot riding on Ukraine's success, and that requires Congress to continue the funding.
But if that success is replaced by a collapse in Ukraine because we stopped supporting Ukraine, then the Biden foreign policy record looks much, much more negative.
Biden has sought to reassure U.S. allies that this funding will come through and America will keep its commitments. I asked Panetta if domestic political challenges are now endangering Biden's credibility on the world stage.
It's not just the credibility of Joe Biden. It's the credibility of the United States. And the last thing that this country needs to do in a dangerous world is send our adversaries a message of weakness.
On Friday, White House officials were making that case in meetings with key lawmakers on Capitol Hill, laying the groundwork for the funding request they'll send up this week. Tamara Keith, NPR News.